Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Good morning to you, dear heart, firstly. That's a great song, you and Mr. Paul Brady.
Oh, it was such a joy having Paul Brady singing that song with me.
He is... You wrote that. That wasn't a collaboration.
No, I wrote that, actually. I wrote that song about Hurricane Katrina, which is a very good choice, actually, that you're playing it today because of what's going on at the moment. And the anniversary of 9/11. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
What struck me about one of the pictures that I saw after Hurricane Katrina was, it was this photograph of this beautiful sky, and then the camera panned down, and it was just devastation everywhere. So that's where I came up with the line, "And not too ordinary day." So yeah, there you go.
But you do collaborate with people as well.
I love to because it's a chance to get into somebody else's mind and have a look around.
Yeah,
some boxes you open, some you leave closed.
Well, that's true. But I mean, in Paul Brady, in his book, he was talking about the idea of collaboration and going off and working with people. And I'm trying to remember, was it Carole King he said he worked with? He was in one of these writing things. I think it was Carole King. Just the idea of it, being in a room with people.
I know. I remember writing with Mike Reed, who's a dear friend of mine now, for the first time. And what I did was, unfortunately, that morning I hadn't met Mike before. This is years ago, 10 years ago. And I thought to myself, oh, look, don't be nervous. I mean, what could he have written? And then I realised that he'd written two songs in my top five of all time, and one of them being "I Can't Make You Love Me." So I was a tiny bit nervous, but no. But we wrote a bunch of songs, and thank God it all went well.
Yeah, but as they say, you know, about meeting heroes and stuff.
Exactly.
But it's always a nice thing. Listen, now you're in for a number of reasons. The first thing I want to say is, I wanted to have a look at you, and you're looking as good as ever. So that's good. So
you're in Specsavers moment there for you.
You're in rude health. That's good.
Thank you so much.
That's a good thing.
I've cleaned up my life.
Well, you look like a man who's never lived anything but a clean life.
Thank you so much.
Now, I have to say, you have this event coming up, this Drumlinia. Now, we were talking to somebody recently about the idea that something happening in Balbriggan. Not a million miles from this, but this is different insofar as you have decided to put together, it's a three-day event, am I right?
It's a three-day event this year. It'll be a week-long event from this year onwards, I think, you know, from next year, I should say, yes.
And the idea is it's an open day, I suppose, to be the best way to put it.
Well, I guess the idea is, you know, I was thinking, I'm at this stage in my career where I thought, how can I make the most of all of my contacts, of all that I've learned over the years? And I thought, you know what, one of the days would be great to get all of these industry leaders, the majority from Ireland that I've got to know over the years, you know, incredible people like Willie Kavanagh, who was the MD of EMI Records for 25 years, yes. Barbara Gallivan, Dave Fanning, Angela Dorkin, Chris Kelly, marketing manager at Sony Records, all of these people, and get them into a room for one day to speak about their given skill sets. And I thought, you know what, in my career as I was growing up, if I'd only had that opportunity, because there's so much knowledge that you can gain from these people. There's so, you know, as a songwriter, as an artist, as a musician, you're constantly looking for some sort of a direction, for somebody to give you some sort of a map of how to get there. And the idea of getting all of these sort of industry leaders into one room to speak, each of them speak in 20 minutes and then a questions and answers thing, I thought, now that's something it's a physical thing, you know.
Yes,
I mean, people might come away and go, oh my God, that's how you do it.
Because the assumption now is, it seems to me in many ways, is that you don't have to go down this road, that you go into the computer and that it all happens that way. That happens for some, but it doesn't happen for the majority.
And actually we're catering for that as well, because there's a great friend of mine, Alejandro, and he's going to speak about kind of self-promotion and, you know, launching your own music on your own, you know, record label and all of that stuff. But generally, the other system does work. And, you know, it's not just about record companies. Like, having even Dave Fanning there speaking about, you know, Dave, love him or hate him, he's like the physical encyclopedia of music. So having people like that speaking about bands and singers and all of that, I think is a big plus. Keith
that
Johnson.
What I find fascinating is you've got people who are involved in marketing. You've got
exactly.
And there's also TV people there. Mary Callery is there.
Oh, Mary!
To
oh
do
my
what
God!
You know
what
well.
Plus that is.
So you've got all these people from all these various areas together. In the will now okay. They'll be making their 20-minute speech or whatever.
Yes.
Will people then get a chance to talk to them?
Yeah, that's the whole idea. At the end of it, they get to mingle with them, you know, exchange numbers, you know, just pick up on people. And I think sometimes, you know, apart from the speaking part of it, the narrative, I think sometimes the connections are made afterwards when people are standing around and, you know, there's an opportunity for people to say, you know, when you mentioned this in your talk,
yes,
can you tell me a little bit more about that? People like Keith Johnson, you know, marketing membership manager of Imro. I'm sure Keith will be selling the pluses of being with Imro, but also, like, Keith has a great knowledge about songwriting and about how songwriters should progress and how they should be protected. And then you get people like Lottie Ryan, who's just going to give a kind of a motivational thing. What a girl, what a grafter, you know.
Yeah.
Radio, Dancing with the Stars, podcasts, you know, all of people like that. And that should motivate students. And there's such an amazing, range of courses in the campus in Cavan. Honestly, Marty, Cavan is the centre of the universe.
It really is. You said it twice when you came in. Now,
it is.
That's on Thursday, the 12th of October.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're thinking this could be the one for me, it's cavanarts.ie.
Yes, cavanarts.ie. Yeah, yeah. And they're also on the Cavan Town Hall website, all the different...
But you also have a music industry, a workshop the following day.
Yes, workshops the following day. That's on the Friday.
And this is... Now, this is fascinating. You've got film score, you've got saxophone, you've got percussion, you've got songwriting workshop, you've got vocal choir.
Who's doing that songwriting workshop?
I bet it's you. Come here. You're working with a choir now. I want to get into
this. Basil Mead. Oh, my God. My favourite. Yeah, Basil Mead is... Basil Mead MBE, I should mention.
Yes.
Basil Mead, of course, is the founder of the London Community Gospel Choir. You may have seen them just a couple of weeks ago on stage with Elton John and Glastonbury.
Yes.
Basil is the go-get-to for every artist, from everybody from Sting to ELO. When they come to town in London, Basil is the guy that puts the choir together. But he's an absolutely incredible tutor as well, choir master. I've had the pleasure of working with Basil now for the last, I suppose, 10 years.
Yeah.
I love the man. You know, last time I played in University Concert Hall, Limerick, he came, he was one of my guests, you know. And he's just a passionate, gospel music is his thing, you know. And he'll sit down and he'll sing gospel music all night. And he is giving these classes I think they went really quickly. There's three or four choirs now that he's going to be tutoring.
That's wonderful.
On the day.
But you're involved in a choir as well.
I am. Well, I've been adopted a little bit by the Cathedral Choir in Cavan under the MD is Eileen Tackney, this wonderful local girl down there. And they're incredible. 45 singers on a Monday night we rehearse in the Cathedral. And they are... also the choir at the show on the Friday night in the Cathedral, which is the wonderful, our friend, Celine Byrne.
Mm. And she's going to be before. Now, how did you country boys get involved with Celine Byrne?
Well, I was invited to a show of Celine's in Bord Gáis. I think I might have seen you there, sir, with your beautiful wife, Maria.
Yes.
And I hadn't heard Celine before, to be perfectly honest, heard about her. And I sat there in the audience and I was just blown away. I hadn't heard a singer like that in so long. And I worked with a lot of singers, but, you know, 2 hours with the concert orchestra, note perfect. I said, I got to get this girl into the studio.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah. So then through chatting and all of that night and a couple of other things and... you know, emails and all of that, we've decided that I'm going to produce her new album. So we've started the pre-production on it, and she's completely crazy, but wonder... completely crazy, and...
That should be the name of the album.
Absolutely, yeah. But wonderful lady to work with, and I'm so excited that she's headlining in the Cathedral on the 13th. And she's got the 45-piece choir. Eileen is the MD. She's got a beautiful girl, singer, Kovla Surlis, up-and-coming Cavan girl, classically trained, incredible artist. And I might have been invited to do a song with them myself as well.
Are you taking Celine in a different direction, maybe?
I think originally the conversation was that I do not want to take Celine in a different direction, but I guess to a lot, it's making maybe her a little bit more accessible to other genres. So it's almost like a crossover classical record. But Marty, at the end of the day, you know, when I was working with Charlotte George and I was working with Ramin Karimloo and all of these people, and whether it's the Backstreet Boys or Rascal Flatts, it's all about the song.
Yes.
Songs can cross genres. If the song is good enough, you can sing it in a classical way, you can sing it in a pop way, you can sing it in a country way. And that's the yardstick. The songs on the record have to be incredible. I don't have to have written them all. It's just they have to be great songs.
I understand.
That's it.
I understand. Meantime, Miss Celine Byrne. Bell music from the great Celine Byrne, and that to be from Madame Butterfly, and she's in Bohème at the Borgosh in November. Don Maskelhauser going all over the country at the moment. He won't let her stay home at all. Actually, this is she's doing this concert, then she's doing another one. She's somewhere else as well. She's all over the shop.
The University concert.
This woman. Now, the other thing to mention is what's this listening rooms thing you have on Saturday?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Sorry,
about
I meant to mention
rooms.
That.
The listening rooms is basically I came up with this idea with this wonderful team that I'm working with at Cavan Arts, Katrina and Aneta and Daniela and the people on the campus. And basically, you know, when I was starting off and I was writing songs, Marty, the hard thing was to try and find an audience for those songs. It was fine like in the pub playing covers, but if you were saying, oh, no, this is a song about how I feel, everybody was going to the bar, you know.
That's right.
So we're putting on these 10 shows, 10 little gigs in 10 different venues, none of them bars in Cavan, in the library and in little coffee shops and places like that, and all original, unsigned, unpublished songwriters with a lovely little PA system and a lighting, and everything will be perfect. We had a little competition to enter that, and that closed the other day, and we were just dumbfounded with the quality. And Daniela was telling me that she couldn't stop listening to the songs that were that good.
That's
of
gorgeous.
All of these people. What happens then is they perform. And it's like a movable feast. People, if you were performing, Marty, at the end of your performance, you'd say, and now we're going across the road to this other little cafe, La Tida, and my friend is performing there, and everybody will go to that gig. Mm. They're recorded professionally live, and they all come out in an album later in the year. And all proceeds then, hopefully, from that album, we're going to start this little bursary, and that little bursary will be for musicians that maybe got a place in Dublin or Cork or wherever after 2 years in Cavan, and they can apply to a board, maybe help with their moving costs. That's to be worked on. We're going to work on that.
That sounds marvellous. Yeah. They're going to be naming roads after you if you keep it.
Brilliant.
Do you not think so? A bridge.
Brilliant.
Get your bridge.
Yeah, bridge.
But it's fantastic because you're giving people the opportunity. Now, after that, it's... Who knows?
Well, it is, but I think you've given them some sort of a foundation and a direction, and I think I wouldn't like to call it the prize, but the person then that's picked on the day to have performed the nicest piece gets to work with me in the studio in Quivy Church for a day,
right?
Writing and recording. So I think there is something at the end of it, you know, and who knows what'll happen, you know? The universe is good.
In the meantime, you're working away yourself. I noticed you're playing in what day is today? It's September 11th, of course.
Soon, I think,
21st, you're in... Where are you?
The Glass Mask.
The Glass Mask Theatre.
Yes, I love it in there. Rex Ryan, his beautiful little venue there on Dawson Street, isn't it?
It's sold out.
It's sold out in about 3 hours,
I think. For God's sake, you'll have to do a second one. Just do a second one.
I'd love to. No, it's for Mighty Matthew, and I'm so delighted to be involved in that charity, and hopefully we can turn that into a bigger event maybe next year, because those guys are absolutely incredible.
Tell me what it is. Just to...
Well, you know, Matthew, I think, suffers from autism, so it's a sort of a foundation that was formed. He's in flying form, and it's to help financially with people that have kids that suffer from autism when they get to a certain age. I think there is no government sort of help, you know. So they do incredible things. Like, they just did a big cycle. Listen, these people, you know, what I find with these things, I'm playing such a tiny part here, myself and my band, but when you're around people that do all of this thing out of pure love, it's actually really good for you in the most selfish way. Like, it kind of inspires you to be a better person.
It does.
So, and that's why I like even working with the people in Cavan Arts, because when I have my meetings and I go in and hang out with them, I actually come out better.
Yes.
Because they're so enthusiastic and they're so joyful about just living. And you know, that I'm at that stage in my life now. That's what I need.
Good
I need that
you.
Buzz. I tried everything else.
Well, this is better stuff.
This is better stuff.
Don, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my God, it's my pleasure.
Just to let you know again, lads, if you have an interest in going to that, the Industry Day, the Music Industry Workshops, or indeed the Listening Rooms, and, of course, the Classical at the Cathedral with Celine Byrne, which is on St. Patrick's and Phelim, isn't that the venue, the 13th.
Oh, it's an incredible cathedral, honestly.
Friday, the 13th of October at 8 o'clock.
And the one in Limerick as well, obviously, because I love my hometown. I still
good
love my
you.
Hometown.
Good University for you. Concert. And it's cavanarts.ie. I have traffic to take. You're not leaving the building without me playing Sunday Drive, because that's what we do. Keep the faith and we'll talk again.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Not at all. Take care.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel. Sponsored by Citroën. Nothing moves us like Citroën.
Now, there she is. There she is. All set for another tongue twister, are you?
Absolutely. I'll give it a lash, Jack. Well, I'll start off in Wicklow, as you could be delayed if you're travelling north on the M1 today from Junction 10 Delgany to Junction 7 Bray South to Dublin. And we have reports coming in at the moment of a collision on the N4 inbound in the right lane just after Junction 3 Lucan. So do be careful if you're travelling on the N4 heading in this morning. It's busy on the M50 southbound at the moment from Junction 4 Finglas to Junction 6 Blanchardstown, and also on the Dundrum Road from Ballantyre Road to the Lewis Bridge. Watch out for debris in Tipperary. It's on the M8 northbound between Junction 12 Mitchelstown North and Junction 11 Kerr South. There are inbound delays in Cork on Donnybrook Hill from Grange Road to the South Ring Road, and also on the N25 from Junction 1A Glanthorn to the Dunkettle Interchange. There's a slowdown in Limerick on the Childers Road eastbound from the Ballincurra Road to Hyde Avenue. And finally, in Longford, the Ballymahon Road in Lanesborough will be closed at the secondary school until 7 p.m. today and all this week as well. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
All right, Shailison, thank you so much.
Talk to you tomorrow.
You're awfully good now. You're very, very good.
Oh, no!
I'll be on a plane tomorrow.
What's the equivalent of bon voyage?
Bon voyage. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Good luck. Thanks a thousand. Yeah. Arrivederci.
Well, have a fab time.
I'll do it. Ciao, ciao. Indeed. Ciao.
I miss you.
Ciao. I miss you already.
Stop.
God bless now. Talk to you soon. Don, before you go, Alan was on in Kilkenny. He says he used to live near you. He says he hope you enjoyed your time in Windgap.
I really did. I miss Coolia Flags and Windgap and Kilkenny. Strange
years.
Name. Often yeah. Wondered what it would be like to be from there.
I know. As a small boy DJ, we used to do discos in Windgap.
Ah, stop it. Yeah. I think I know the hall that you did the discos
probably,
in because I used to pass it there on the road. Yeah.
I was very popular once.
Kilkenny people, great.
I was very popular once.
Just not as good as the hurling. but I didn't mention that.
Oh, look, the door's open. Bye.